You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. As the nation has been following for weeks now, thousands of undocumented minors coming to the U.S. through the southern border are separated from their families. Many of these kids end up shuffled from shelters to foster homes, and some end up with extended family here in the U.S. That is the story of Jorgito. He's a 5-year-old Guatemalan boy who now lives in San Mateo County with family, but his journey was a harrowing one. San Francisco Chronicle reporter Karen DeSa told his story in a Sunday article entitled Jorgito's Journey. I called her up to tell me about Jorgito.
You go into these fraught situations where you really want the world to know about someone like Jorgito, but for instance, when myself and my partner in the story, Gabrielle Lurie, who's a photographer, when we got there, like, Jorgito was really afraid of us. You know, like, he was, like, laying on the floor, kind of writhing. We brought him a little yogurt drink, but it hurt his tummy, and I was like, oh, no, you know, what's happening? You know, why is he holding his tummy and kind of writhing around on the floor? I felt really bad. And I asked later, you know, like, is it the yogurt? Is it something related to having maybe eaten too fast? And they told me, no, you know, when strangers come, he either runs and hides in the bedroom or he holds his tummy. And that was something that, because we ended up spending a whole 12-hour day with this family, when we went to the clinic to have his stomach aches checked out, the physician said he actually doesn't have anything physically wrong, but the way that his kind of traumatic separation from his mom is manifesting itself is in pain in his stomach.
Mm-hmm. So he was separated from his mother, who was deported back to Guatemala, and he's staying with his caregiver, the mother's cousin, Margarita. And so you went and spent this day with them. Can you tell me more about just, like, Jorgito and what he's like?
Yeah, you know, he went through a lot of changes. You know, I have 4 kids myself. I have grandchildren. I have a grandchild pretty much Jorgito's age. The main thing that struck me, to be honest, was, like, how wonderfully behaved he was. Like, he was such a little trooper. You know, this is a really small child who has pretty much traveled through 4 states by himself since December. I mean, he went to a shelter in Texas. He went to 1, 2, or possibly as many as 3 foster homes in Texas before going to another cousin in Georgia. That cousin then got deported, and then he has come to California. These are all strangers and new people he's been meeting with. But in this day I spent with him, he was perky, and he was funny, and he was silly. You know, he got a little bit cranky part of the day, and he was, you know, shooting me with his finger and acting out these scenes with the police. Mm. But then he was goofy, and he was jumping on the bed. But what struck me really was, like, literally he did not cry once. And Margarita says he never, ever cries during the day. What he does is cry it out at night when he's asleep. And she thinks that that's when he's really feeling the pain of the separation. But I guess the last thing that struck me was he literally walked an hour in the pretty hot sun to the doctor's appointment and an hour back with not a complaint at all.
So you explained kind of the path that he took and all of it alone. Can you further explain that? Like, once the mother was deported, what happened to him? Because I think a lot of people just now are kind of coming to this consciousness about what happens to children at the border. So what happened to him right then? And then what? And then what? If you could just tell that story.
What I was able to piece together was that he arrived at the Arizona border with his mother. His young mother. And within 3 days, she was jailed for repeated attempts to enter the country illegally. And he They came for Jorgito at 5:30 in the morning and removed him from her. He went then to Texas. So 3 days after being stamped in at the border as an illegal, quote unquote, alien, he's in a shelter in Texas. And then weeks later, he goes to the succession of foster homes. Then the relative caregiver in yet another state, and then another plane with another stranger to another family home. Luckily, this is a family home where I think he's found some peace. They have two other children. As I said, there's a very, very loving caregiver. She's really remarkable. She's so tender with him. You know, she's hand making the tortillas for him, and she's sheltering his head from the sun, and they pray together for his mommy, and she's very, very loving. But yet this trauma of the last 6 months for this kid, it's really difficult to foresee what's ahead. And certainly, at least the physician that she saw with him last week said he is definitely in need of some therapy.
Hmm. Let's talk about that. You did speak to people in the mental health field. What are they saying about what these children might be going through?
They're terrified. They're horrified. I think that the psychologists and child psychiatrists and people who are really familiar with the way that childhood trauma plays out over a lifetime are really, really concerned about what these separations are going to do to these children. And that's even in the best of circumstances, where they have kind of age-appropriate, culturally appropriate, language-sensitive, you know, therapeutic services, clinical services, but even more than that, stability in their lives. And for these kids that are separated from their parents with no clear path to reunification and to finding each other again, like Jorgito, that uncertainty is another factor of making it difficult to even start the healing process.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a sense of what the plan is right now? The mother is in contact with them, right? They have these FaceTime phone calls, but he's very much here and she's very much there. Did you get any sense of what's next for them and for Jorgito?
So the attorney representing Jorgito is still figuring out what legal remedy she will pursue for him. It's very difficult because the mother returned to their region of Guatemala where she fled because it was unsafe. So she's back there now and nothing has changed. It's still unsafe. She still can't provide for him. So kind of ushering him back there doesn't appear to be the best option for him right now. And he has potentially to deal with deportation proceedings. He is fortunate in that he does have an attorney, and kids who are represented by an attorney do appear to have better outcomes. So right now, his attorney is trying to pursue a guardianship with the current family. Mm-hmm. So that would help kind of his legal situation, but it wouldn't necessarily help the emotional difficulty of being separated from his mom, and it wouldn't necessarily help the economic circumstances or the vulnerability of this family, because some of their family members, not all, are undocumented.
Right. So the whole nation is talking about this. Lots of people are you know, concerned. And so I wanted to know if there was like just one or two main things that you wanted people to really, really understand about the situation through the story of Jorgito, what would that be? What do you want people to really just get?
I think that today, as I've been working on a follow-up story, which we're set to publish, which is all the people, the dozens of people who have come forward and literally minutes after reading the story, were contacting me and the the San Mateo County Legal Aid Society about wanting to donate is that we are living in a time that none of us will forget, kind of historically, akin to the internment of the Japanese. Many people say akin to what went on in Nazi Germany. Everyone's making these historic connections and saying, are we living through something of those types of epic proportions again? And when I look back at that time, what did I do? And I think a lot of people are reflecting on, what will I be able to say years from now about how I acted when I became aware of circumstances like Jorgito in my community, not far away in Texas or Arizona or New York, but literally in my town. What did I do? And I think that's moving a lot of people. Literally in my town, what did I do? And I think that's moving a lot of people.